God.
Well, okay. Well, let's just get it started right here.
Oh, let's get it started.
How are you going to celebrate today?
How am I going to celebrate June 29th?
Yes.
Well, I've got to go to the coal mine, so I won't be celebrating. How will you be celebrating?
Well, I'll you know, strange things happen, so I'm hoping I'll be celebrating with some gentlemen callers.
Ooh. Wow. Poor gentlemen callers. That's terrifying. Thank you. Assume it's a full moon.
It is. It's the strawberry moon today.
Oh, I thought I saw some hair coming out of your shirt.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Never mind. That's just normal. That's all I got. I'm tired. It's too hot to sleep. That's all I got.
Play the music.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cue the music.
Play the music. Get ready now. Here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. They'll talk about nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make.
Well, hello from, I think he's in Wisconsin. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 29th of July. Of June. I'm just rushing through it. Of June. Uh-oh, I got my dates wrong. I think I just booked a plane ticket for the wrong month. The 29th of June, 20 and, Jesus Christ, I'm losing my mind. 20 and 26 in the bone-weary year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVecchia Ripard. Now I'm one of your hosts, the one who, I need to turn, let me just press this button and go to home and turn on the fan here in the Vader Family Recording Studio.
Ah!
Ooh, Mr. Larry H.
Got the Vabers.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
It's too hot to spell it correctly. Too hot.
Even in the Chicago. V-A-D-E-R. Larry H. Vader. And joining me after 2 weeks, y'all, it's the one who, y'all, he's had a week. He's had 2 weeks, y'all. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi.
Yeah. Y'all, before we get going, just apologies for no show last week. It was the Father Hat's day. And yeah, I was with Father Hat, dealing with some doings. And
was it big doings?
Oh, it was big doings. Y'all, Father Hat, it's not good, but y'all, he now owns a tractor, so. I got.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
You got him that for Father's Day?
Y'all, now he already owned 6 tractors. And he's trying to sell 2 of them, which is proving more difficult when he doesn't know how to take a picture with his phone all of a sudden. Mm. He just, while, the Hat Arena had a lady doctor appointment and, he loaded himself up into his jalopy and, off he went to the tractor dealership and he bought himself a brand new tractor. Now, when I called up there, I asked to speak to the salesperson and laid into him about taking advantage of the elderly and how would he feel once this whole story about the man who couldn't get out of the truck he isn't allowed to drive was sold a tractor from the driver's seat ended up in the paper, because that would be my next step. So anyway, the tractor's being picked up and returned. Mr. Vader, you did not want to be on that side of Mr. Vader. He got the tractor and, I'm just going to give you all 1 second to guess of what the outcome was with the tractor, which was he couldn't get on it. So, yep. But Spentfather's Hat Stay With Him is what I was trying to tell you all. And so because I was doing that, y'all, I was not available to record. I didn't get home until about 8 p.m. That evening. And then, of course, that Alex Lefebvre was at the villa, and Brandon.
Well, yes, there were notable visitors here at the right. At the villa.
Also known as the nursing home, apparently.
Yes.
So we did not record.
Convalescent center, I believe, is what we're
Is that what we're calling them these days? Yes. Yeah, so we didn't record because, of course, that meant we would have recorded, I guess, Wednesday. I don't know. Either way, y'all, I've been so busy it didn't matter.
I'm sure we got lots of comments about no little show, and people are just
they're
at wit's end.
I don't know. Miss Bacon unsubscribed. She did. What was she supposed to listen to while she was using Smelly's gas to drive herself to work? I don't know. But anyway, y'all, yeah. So Big Fatty, how have you been?
I'm great. I'm just hunky dory. Looking forward to the big holiday weekend, although it's supposed to be like 100 in Fat Acres on Saturday.
Well, and then rumor has it that there's a system developing off the coast that could turn into a tropical storm that also comes in Sunday. So,
So 100 degrees and a hurricane.
Yep, that sounds about right. That's when the power goes out, if you weren't aware, is when it's 100 degrees.
Hurricane Larry?
I believe it's Chantel or Chandra. I don't remember, but
I'm usually on top of it.
And this is probably fake news. But anyway, y'all, big doings at the coal mine. Good God! Last time we recorded, we were getting new carpet. Now I would like to update everyone. That the carpet was kind of half-assed done, which is zero surprise. It actually looks real nice, but it smells even better. Y'all, I don't think any of us realized how bad the old carpet smelled until we got new carpet.
Did it smell like dog or something like that?
Well, the new carpet does because the dog's already taking a shit on it right in the middle where everyone walks in. Y'all, they took all the doors off of the frames to do this. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure why, but they did. And y'all, they got them mixed up. Mm. And so none of the doors fit correctly.
Wonderful.
It has been an adventure, to say the least. But y'all, in the middle of this, y'all, that head coal miner, it was Ginge and myself and him on Tuesday. I say Tuesday, 2 weeks ago. And he said, we were there and I was taking stock and, the carpet was done. The furniture was back mostly. And just they were doing the little finishing touches and being fine for all the furniture they broke. All that, and he said, I think we need to have a little office move. To which I said, okay, I mean, whatever, you're in charge. But, please let it be known that I'm not asking to move offices. He's like, that's not what I meant. And I was like, okay, because, I'm fine in my hole in the back where no one can bother me and I can't hear anyone. Right. But, y'all, he had this grand plan of how he was going to reposition people and recover some space. All is fine, except for the part where, y'all, they should have done that before they put the furniture back in the offices. Because then that meant the furniture had to be moved again. And so, y'all, Ginge and I spent all of Tuesday and half of Wednesday moving furniture. And as she said, if one of us drops this desk on the other one, no one will believe it's an accident. And I said, that is correct. So we need to be extra careful.
Now the burning question is, when is your hernia surgery?
Mm. Right. Yeah, there are a couple things I was like, I can't move that. It's too heavy. Which we have the tools to do things so you don't really lift and all that. But y'all, I was standing on a ladder getting something off a shelf in my office. And y'all, the ladder is older than Big Fatty. Yeah, and it's seen some stuff. And y'all, all of a sudden, I heard a noise and collapsed. So
just like Big Fatty.
Yeah, and y'all, I was only up, like, I think on the second step. I wasn't very high. But y'all, I don't think, you know, the bruise is mostly gone. It's been almost 2 weeks. But y'all, I went flying through the air and y'all screamed, landed on a chair sideways. Y'all, I hurt my, I hurt my finger. And I said, y'all, it's my,
y'all, he's hurt his middle finger and he was showing it to me.
I know. That's what I kept telling everybody at work. I'm like, I'm quite fond of that finger. So, y'all, all bruised up, but I was okay. There was a little slip, trip, and fall there. But either way, y'all, I got a new office out of the gig, which I did not want, for the record. Is it a better office? Of course, yes, sure. My other office needed a lot of money put into it to get it back up to standards, but no one was going to do that. Well, I think we can say it since he's dead. Y'all, I got Wally's office out of the deal. Which is it was designed to be an office. A lot of the spaces we use as offices are just rooms that are converted from other things. You know, Big Fatty planned out and it didn't work out so well. Y'all, it's got a counter.
It worked out fine for a while.
Right. But... y'all, it's got shelves and cabinets and like built-ins, you know. The air conditioner doesn't work very well, but otherwise it's good.
About half the size of what you have now, isn't it?
It's half the size, but it's a perfect rectangle versus the old office.
Yes.
Which had like a entryway that kind of was narrow and then it opened up.
It was more square than rectangular.
Right. And it didn't really fit a desk very well. And so that's been turned into a space for someone from the head coal mine that's going to be working with us. The big coal mine, if you will. So, which turns out that's why they wanted to do all this, really, was so that person could hide in the back. And y'all, they acted like it was like, well, we've been thinking about it. Y'all, the next day the painters were in there painting the damn thing. So it obviously had been well planned, except for the part where the furniture didn't get put in the right place. But either way, y'all went well. The carpet looks fantastic. I've been putting all my things away. I've got this places for books and places to hide a bunch of stuff. And I've got my little sitting area and I ordered a new desk. Cause I said, the only way I'm not going to bitch about this is if you let me get a new desk that isn't somebody's used desk that we had to cut the back off of. So it'd fit. And they said, okay, you can have a new desk. And I said, thank you very much.
Now, are you the only one that got a new office?
No, there's some people who are much less happy than me. About that. I think they were afraid. I think they wanted to move Larry Cly, but they're afraid of him. So they didn't move him. And I mean, plus where did he put the toaster oven really? And so, there's some other switches and different things that happen and are happening. Some of which we're waiting on furniture and different stuff. But yeah, it's been 2 weeks of, I guess my point in telling you, no one cares where my office is, including me, truthfully. And that's what I told the head coal miner. I said, Larry, I'm going to be honest with you. I got 4 years, 10 months and 15 days. Like, I'll be fine. Wherever I end up does not matter, but it's going to need to be painted. Cause y'all, the coal mine controller had been in that office and y'all, he used the wall as
have to start doing budget meetings.
I did, basically. Yeah. Y'all. And he had used the wall as a corkboard. So it's full of holes. And, Jinj said, well, you're gonna have to paint your office. Oh, no, those days are over. We're going to have to get it painted. Mm-hmm. Miss Horty ain't painting.
And the painters were there.
Right. I was like, Miss Horty ain't painting. Like, I'll fill the holes in the wall with the spackle so that, you know, I said, but these walls are painted with semi-gloss paint, which, of course, builders, or when we moved in and all that stuff, we repainted and we didn't know any better and we used semi-gloss paint. I said, that obviously needs to be corrected, but you can't paint flat over that without sanding it down because it won't stick. So somebody, these walls need sanding and Miss Horty ain't doing it. So yeah. I said, and if I did do it, it would be at work during the day. I'm not coming in on the weekends. No. So y'all, I just got everything kind of hung temporarily on the old hooks that were there. And I was like, we will deal with this later. But you know, it's been, y'all, and I had a little project that was past due. So I also, like, every day that I was putting things in a cabinet, I was not working on the little project. And yeah, that's fine because it's all made up deadlines. But it's like you can't focus on one thing when you're thinking about the other.
Right.
Also, I run the Coal Mines app. And so we were in beta testing and launching for a whole pile of new features. And so I'm trying to do that. But y'all, it was a lot is all I'm going to say. So anyway, we are done. We are settled. We'll have to move some stuff away from the wall whenever they paint. But I, like I said, I don't really have much furniture. Because y'all, my other office was just one big shelf and my desk. And so I didn't have any furniture to bring with me. Y'all, I pulled out the old chairs that used to be in that office, and y'all, they are beat to hell. they were so nasty. They've been under a staircase for about 15 years, I think.
Oh.
And so, pulled out the old blue chairs, and, they look terrible, but as I told my colleagues there at the coal mine, I don't really want people to come and sit anyway, so it kind of works out, but, Yeah. So, anyway, y'all, it's good, but it has been busy, busy, busy. Y'all, the Huss was in town this weekend. Y'all, she brought her new boo.
Oh.
Brought her new boo. Y'all.
Hey, boo.
I don't like him. And.
Oh.
Y'all.
Did you tell her that?
Not yet, because they're still here. So I was going to wait until she asked. She'll ask. But y'all, he's our age. But he acts like he's 25, and he chain smokes the smoky treats.
Ah.
And he doesn't have a job.
Is he bro-y?
No. He's artistic-y with the shaggy, curly hair and the pink glasses and all that bullshit, which is fine, but not when you're almost 50. Like, yeah. Also, he doesn't have a job, as best I could tell, and he lives with his sister. And I was just like, oh, and so y'all, I was gonna buy her dinner because we went out, y'all. And I didn't know why they wanted to go to this place. It's called the King Claw, and it's one of these seafood restaurants.
Never heard of it.
It's a chain, and y'all, they cook like if you get like the shrimp, if you get like a pound of shrimp, they cook it in the sauce and they bring it out in the bag and they dump it on a big platter and all that. I can't stand that kind of stuff. But I felt like it was cooler last night than to go to the beach with them today, which is what they originally wanted. And so I was like, oh, this is safer. Well, we got there. I realized it's because he wanted crab legs. And y'all, I was like, who comes to Charleston for seafood and thinks that crab legs are what you should order? But it didn't make any difference because she paid for it anyway. Y'all, we're very protective of people we like. So, but anyway.
Well,
but
that's nice to hear that.
Right. Speaking of, there is no one. But y'all, so many stories I have flagged to talk about. But as usual, I've just nattered on too long. Y'all, I've made the executive decision that I'm not going to the Lost Wages in July.
Even though you've made a reservation.
Well, no, that's a different trip.
Okay.
I've got like five trips coming. And that part of the reason is I've got a whole lot of trips coming up in July. And y'all, I will certainly need a vacay, but I've got to go to Vegas in early August anyway for a conference. And so I just decided I'd extend a few days and just, you know, spend the weekend and see some friends. Y'all, I'm staying at the Big Fatty Motel, the Holiday Inn Vacation Club, Desert whatever, because y'all, it's right behind the Venetian, so I can just walk to the conference center. So y'all, I got a one-bedroom villa. Thanks, well, coal mine.
You gotta love a villa.
Well, you know I do. It's funny because if I'm there for vacation, I have no issue sitting at a bar, having some drinks and some food. But y'all, if I'm there for work for 5 days, y'all, I don't want to eat out every day. I will get so sick. And the problem is I've got a charger plate with the coal mine's name on it. So I'd be like, well, I might as well just go to Bacchanal, the buffet, 4 times in a row. And then by the time I'm done, y'all, I won't. Like, I'll be miserable.
You have to pay to go to the vomitarium.
Right. So this way I can just have a light snack in my villa, which has a full kitchen. Y'all have got a rental car. I don't ever have a rental car. I haven't had a rental car in over 2 years in the Lost Wages, but it just kind of made sense.
Convenient.
Well, it made sense with the coal mine stuff because there's some other stuff I'll probably have to do. And like, I'm taking some weirdly timed flights. Also, I'm going to check out of the Holiday Inn Vacation Club on Friday of that week, and then I'll be going over to the Tuscany Suites. It would just be easier if I had somewhere to leave my underpants between checkout and check-in. Because y'all, in the Lost Wages, you can, don't you try to check in early. There's a fee for that. Either way. Y'all, I just decided... Maybe I should, you know, just take a little time off.
Oh, something's getting ready to happen. These pretty glasses.
I know. I couldn't remember what it was called. Either way, let's do this. Also, I've got to go to Charlottesville.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Like I said, it's the full moon today. Strange things happen on the full moon. Let's hope.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hamming it up with Big Fatty. His whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
We don't play that much, and I just, every time I hear it, it makes me smile because I can just see Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo recording his part.
Now, like, let me, before we get into the voice letter, how's Haley?
How's Haley? Uh-huh. Is that Haley's Comet?
No.
Oh.
Your neighbor.
Oh. That's not her real name.
Okay.
So I was like, who? Y'all, she's probably listening right now.
Hi, Haley.
Y'all, she is, y'all, they're from up north, and they're super nice, but they're a little bit of fish out of water because it is a very different life here as far as the people.
Especially living at the Vader family compound.
Right. And also bugs. Y'all, bugs perplex them. Because they don't have that many bugs in New Jersey, I guess. So, they're adapting, but y'all, they're super good neighbors to have. And y'all, they keep complaining about the noise they make. I'm like, I've never heard anything other than your door closing. So, meanwhile, you hear Big Fatty every morning while I'm in the shower. And she said, well, that's how I know when you're awake. And I said, yeah, that's about it. So, anyway, y'all, let's go ahead and do this.
Do it.
I bring you this news update during the hydration break of Australia versus Paraguay in the World Cup. Come on, Aussies!
Woohoo!
There's no Archer to call anymore, so I'm calling you, Larry, and I guess Big Fatty, because he's into the technologies and he bought some kind of computer recently or last year, and I don't know, it was totally confusing what he actually bought. But anyway, did you see that all Apple prices skyrocketed today, Friday, Thursday American time? Hundreds of dollars bloody ridiculous. The worldwide memory crisis or some rubbish. Anyway, thank goodness that on Tuesday, Monday American time, I ordered my new MacBook Air M5 with 24 gigabytes of RAM and a 2 terabyte hard drive to store all my crap. And student pricing, thanks Ismail's student card. So yeah, basically if I ordered the exact same computer today, it would be $585 more expensive. Yep. Ludicrous, bloody Tim Apple. Okay, well, there's a voice letter for your little show. This is Scotty, Yossi Battler, 26th of June, 2026.
How about that, Scotty?
Woodhaven.
Oh!
Yeah, y'all, I haven't checked the prices. I saw the Tim Apple interview with the Wall Street Journal, and I was like, they don't do interviews like this. So obviously this is his way of go ahead and leaking that something's coming, so it won't be such a shock. And also, of course, he did it now, so it's him and it's his legacy versus John Turnus's when he takes over. Because y'all, if you think the memory, y'all, you can't buy him. Well, you can buy a Mac Mini, but it is weeks and weeks and weeks. I need 2 or 3 Mac Minis to replace some at the coal mine, and I mean something desperate. And it is. And of course they're still M4s. They're not even M5s, and that chip's been out for quite a while because there's such a memory shortage. MacBook Pros you can still get. All that to be said, if you think they're more expensive, wait until you see the iPhones in the fall. Because I think you're looking at $200 increase on an iPhone, like a Pro model, and probably more than that on a Pro Max. So yeah. I think it's,
and they weren't cheap to start.
No. I think they've been $9.99 for a while. I think $12.99, $13.99 for the base Pro model. So I could be wrong. And the flip side of that is the prices could come back down. But y'all, the reason prices are high is because it's supply and demand. So anyway, it's not good. It's not good. And I am very glad that I got my M5 Max MacBook Pro when I did. And y'all love it. Absolutely love it. But I'm still using M1s at the coal mine. So, yeah. So, y'all, before we run out of time, thanks, Scotty. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
It's lovely to hear from you, Scotty. Yes. We do miss Archer. And every time there's an Apple snack event, we all think about it.
Right. Right, so, and y'all have been thinking about him a lot lately.
He'd have, yeah.
Can you believe it's been almost 2 years?
Almost 2 years. It'll be in August.
Yeah. So crazy. He is certainly missed. Y'all, if you haven't seen
him again,
who? Warren. Yeah. Who? Who? Y'all, if you haven't noticed, Warren, that's Archer's husband. Y'all, he's back on YouTube posting some cooking videos, or he posted at least one under
nice.
The Cajun Cooks. And y'all, I saw some stuff from him right after Archer passed, and it was obviously weighing very heavy, as it should have weighed very heavily on him, and he was emotionally in a very rough place. But y'all, he looked like he was getting back to himself.
Good.
So happy that he's able to get good Lord, y'all, the Vader family phone is just bloop, 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 bloop over here today.
Is it gentleman
there's
callers?
Lightning in the area right now. No, it's invasive snakes. So anyway, let's do this.
So it is gentleman callers.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
Right, Larry H. Hydrating Vader here. We're going to play Dead or Alive, and yeah, you got to hydrate in this weather. Y'all, Big Fatty's going to give me the name of some folks born on this day, and I'm going to have to tell you who they are, because unless you grew up in the 50s like him, you will not know. But also, I have to guess if they're dead or alive, because y'all, who knows? These people are not really celebrities. So anyway, let's do it.
Lewis Lindley Jr.
Ooh. Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo, y'all, it's his father, Lewis Lindley Jr., and he's passed on.
Lewis Lindley Jr. is indeed dead. You probably know him better as Slim Pickens.
Did I, though? No.
Okay. And Slim Pickens was an American rodeo performer and an actor. He was in Dr. Strangelove and Blazing Saddles. So, how about that?
How about that?
As you can tell, we've got Slim Pickens on the Dead or Alive Ooh. Today. Gary Busey.
Oh, Lord. Gary Busey. Ugh. Y'all, I think he's still with us. Actor. Yeah. That's all I got.
Gary Busey is indeed alive. He's an American actor. He was in the Buddy Holly story and the 1976 version of A Star Is Born.
Y'all, I think he also had short-lived reality show about 10, 15 years ago that was hilarious. All right. Who else you got?
Richard Lewis.
Oh, dead?
You know Mr. Lewis.
Yes, I did. And it's funny you mentioned him. I was just watching him. On the something TikTok something today, of him playing something on the Hee Haw singing the gospel music.
Richard Lewis is indeed dead, died in 2024. He was an American actor. Anything But Love, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Curb Your Enthusiasm. We've got time for one more.
We are already over, so go for it.
Okay, Fred Grandy.
Ooh, Fred Grandy, dead as a doornail. Y'all, he was a famous actor on the Petticoat Junction. He did a bunch of he was a regular, but he was more, you know, he wasn't part of the regular cast there. But that's where I know him.
Recurring character is
what
you're
saying.
That's
what I'm looking for. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, like somebody like Mr. Haney. Oh, Fred Grandy is alive.
Oh.
He has served in the U.S. House of Representatives from the Iowa, but you would probably best know him as Gopher from the Love Boat.
I bet I wouldn't.
Okay, well,
y'all, the Love Boat's before my time. So, thanks for sticking with the good old
days of Charo.
Ooh, y'all, I highly recommend watching the I'll Fly Away performed by the Hee Haw Gospel Quartet, if you see that out there. It was good.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. Who doesn't love anything Hee Haw?
I don't know. I've yet to meet a person who may say they don't, but, you know, once they see it, they really
do. Well, you know, it's just, you know, it's one of those guilty pleasures.
Speaking
of Hee Haw, we got a big old Hee Haw coming up next weekend.
Ooh, you have big doings playing? Okay. That's about right. Same here, y'all.
And what about yours?
There is no way I would go anywhere.
Especially not in Walnut Hills, surface of the sun.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You're not, you know what? I'm not sure you'll be able to tell the difference here next weekend.
Well, probably fewer food hooks.
Oh, and acorn chairlifts. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a one-story house. You don't.